Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this not do?
The game pause. Oh my God. The game pause. The game pause.
Welcome one, welcome all to one of the greatest shows of all. You're now tuned in to Lawless Radio, and you're listening to Bucking Off with Buck. And yes, I am Buck, and I'm coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a very cloudy 74 degrees in the shade. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our unsigned underground independent artists, so I'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio. Go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions to submit your music, and let's get you out there. All right, y'all. Let's get this started. Now, we're going to have a great show. We got a nice guest coming up, someone positive with a positive message right here on Lawless Radio. So, let's not hold up any further. Let me go ahead and just start this off with the usual F.L. Jones, Heaven Here Tonight. I'll be right back, y'all. Enjoy this track here. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
Thank you. for law school first. It never occurs to heal my lyrical turn. The more I'm restricted, the more I go for it. For my heart in the paper so they someday hear it. Words travel in spirit and reflect my mind. Delete all the useless bitterness behind. I close the blinds, walk further from my past. Long hours being a mess like a shattered glass. Life's a test, I pass it with a flying color. Put everything on the table like a high roller. Shots fall the bad when opportunity dies. Sometimes you need a neck to push to even try. I wanna rap all the time and make the speakers cry. Play with the sentence as time passes by.
Welcome back. This is Lawless Radio, home of the unsigned underground independent artists where we support our local come up. This is Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. We're going through some studio renovation at the present moment, and I've got a television in the background. It's showing Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, and I'm really dying off of Mr. Brown's attire, you know, his clothing, his wardrobe. I don't know where in the hell they find the clothes that my man has on during this show, but I'm telling you, it's deep house. I'm gonna put it to you that way. All right, that was a 15-second laugh. All right, y'all. I got a few things coming up during the show in this episode, and right now I'm just gonna throw it out there I want to give some love to company that I've been noticing, and I haven't given them any love, but I want to give them some love right now. Prime Image LLC, it's a marketing firm, and they use strategies like using the search engines to build your company, and I think it's a good up-and-coming company, and I'd like for you all to check it out. Called Prime Image LLC. Shout-out to you, JJ. Love you, baby. All right, check it out. I'm throwing it out there. I know you're tired of bills, but damn, must they get you on everything? I mean, for real, man. You know, I used to make fun of my mother. Because you'd always say, oh, I got to go get some stamps. Oh, I got to get to the post office. What? Why in the hell are you in such a rush to get some stamps and get to the post office? I got to mail off my bills, honey. The internet is right there. The phone is right there. Boy, I ain't got time for that, child. You got to be out your mind. And you know what? I understand now. Because I'd be damned if they don't get me every time I pay my bill over the phone. Over the phone, every time I pay my bill, they charge me an extra $3.60 just to pay my bill. Well, I'd be damned. You know what I'm saying? You're going to charge me for doing something good and doing something right. Most folks say, the hell with you, I ain't paying nothing, you know. But I'm being a good citizen, I'm being a good Samaritan, I'm paying my bills. I can't say I'm paying them on time, but damn it, they getting paid. You see what I'm saying? And you going to charge me $3.60. Okay, I got Dr. Passion in the background, and she just told me that it is approximately every time you pay your bill online for the year, it comes up to $43.20. I want everybody right now that can hear my voice to pull out $43.20 and just throw it out the window. Put it in a trash can. Try to flush it if you got a good toilet. Some folks don't have decent toilets. God bless y'all. You got to plunge it every time you use it. And I feel for you. You're in my prayers. Just keep up the fight. You one day you will get a working, flushable toilet. But I want you to take that $43.20. Just as full. Don't burn it. Don't burn it. Do not burn it. Don't burn it. Now, that's against the law. I you know, Lawless Radio don't support. Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry. Can someone turn this monitor off? Because the Browns are really taking my attention away. I'm sorry. Okay, don't burn your $43.20, but just dispose of it. Just dispose of it. You see what I'm saying? How would you feel after that? You know what I'm saying? Hell, bread is a dollar a loaf. You know how much bread you can buy with $43.20, especially if you got kids? Milk, $2.50 a gallon. You know how much milk you can buy for $43.20? Especially if you got kids. Cereal. Especially if you got kids. You see what I'm saying? $43.20 a year just to pay your bill. That's outrageous. So you know what? From now on, you know where Buck is going. Buck is going to the post office dropping his bills off. Ain't no more paying on the internet over the phone, especially if you're going to charge me. You see what I'm saying? I believe, matter of fact, yeah, because my mother, she's running late on the bill, and you know, old people, they don't like to be late with bills. They don't like make charges. You know, they're on a fixed income. I'm on a fixed income too myself. It's called none. But, you know, they don't like to pay their bills late. They like for their bills to be on time. So her bill was late. She was running late. It was too late for her to put it in the mailbox. So she said, you know what, I'm just going to go on and pay it over the phone. She was going to pay her credit card bill over the phone. They said, ma'am, there will be an extra $10.95 charge for you to pay your bill over the phone. Oh, Alice went buck wild. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I didn't know what the hell happened. You know, I was in the other room when she was on the phone trying to pay the bill, and I guess when the lady said $10.95, my mama screamed out, what? Like Florida Evans. You know what I'm saying? And I had to run in the room and see what was going on. You know, she was yelling and cussing, and I'm like, wait a minute, who are you talking to? You know, them damn credit card people want to charge me $10.95 just to pay a bill over the phone. I just take the late fee. I said, wow, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You trying to do right, pay your bills, and they gonna get you in the process. You know, hey, you know what? Another thing. I got a little behind on my yard work, you know, at the house. You know what I'm saying? And I'm currently leasing the residence I'm living in right now because I'm in transition with my living arrangement. So I'm leasing the house that I'm in at the moment, and I got behind on my yard work. So the company that I leased the house from, you know, they want to find me for my yard, you know, being in the condition that it was in. I said, okay, all right. But that was $100. Like, damn. Now, I'm already trying to pay the rent, so it's evident I couldn't get the yard fixed because I didn't have the money because I was trying to pay the rent. So now you're going to charge me $100 because I didn't have the money to cut the yard because I was trying to pay the rent. Is anybody following that circle? Is anybody following that circle? You're going to charge me $100 because I didn't have the money to get the yard fixed because I was trying to pay the rent. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. And to top it all off, the county comes by, and they want to find me. Now, damn, my yard is not a jungle. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm getting a fine from the leasing company. I'm getting fined from the county. That's because I didn't cut my grass. Now, damn, is everybody making money hand over fist except for Buck? Damn. My goodness, I'm in the wrong line of work. I need to seek different employment than what I got, because I ain't getting paid like everybody else. $43.20 a year to pay your damn bill over the phone. $100 fine for not cutting your grass. $100 fine for not doing. What the hell, man? I mean, God Almighty, man. I don't condone it, but I see why a lot of people are getting stuck up and robberies going on all over the place now. You know, I'm like, damn, the world going to hell in the handbasket. No, people are broke. You know, I'm just going to lay it to you just right out like that. People are broke. I mean, it ain't no secret. You know what I'm saying? Everybody see that elephant in the room. It's called broke. And poverty is looking in the room. You see what I'm saying? Seeing what's going on, you know. Seeing if he can add to the party. You see what I'm saying? So, man, it's a lot to keep you down, but damn, all you got to do is just try and figure a way out around it. There's always a way around it. Always a way around it. My cable. Piss on you, AT&T. Comcast. Dish Network and DirecTV. You can all go to hell. And I mean that with the utmost respect. Sorry if you work for them, good. At least you got a job. Keep up the good work. Oh, my God, man. You know, I said to hell with it, and I got me some rabbit ears. I got some rabbit ears and a Netflix membership for $8 a month. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going from damn near $150 a month to watch TV to $8 a month. You see what I'm saying? You know. I can get some bootleg Wi-Fi, you know, I'm creeping off my neighbor right now. You know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do to get the job done, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what I mean by the studio is in the bit of remodeling right now. So right now we creeping off the neighbor's Wi-Fi. You see what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do to survive, man. You hear what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on, who remembers having the junkie in your neighborhood climb on top of the two garbage cans piled on top of each other for you to get some cable? You see what I'm saying? So it ain't no different than that. It ain't no different than that. At least y'all had to pay the junkie. I ain't got to pay nobody other than Netflix for my $8 a month membership fee. And we just having a good old time. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like a good old pair of rabbit ears, man. You know, for real. That's as basic as it gets, and I'm a bit surprised with some of the channels that I'm getting. I'm getting something I've never heard before. It's called Jesus Christ TV. Woo! Shut your mouth. Yes, yes. JCTV. All gospel all the time. White gospel, black gospel. I even got an Arabic channel where they talking about the Quran. You know what I'm saying? I'm flabbergasted with what I'm getting with these rabbit ears. And you know what? Let me share something with y'all. TV don't go off no more like it used to, even with rabbit ears. You know, back in the day, TV used to go off. You get the national anthem. Then after that, you get the... It don't do that no more. No. It's all right, y'all. It's all right. It's okay. Y'all can go back to the rabbit ears. You can go back. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. If you got an internet connection, a laptop, and an HDMI cable that you can hook to your TV, piss on cable. I mean that to the fullest, utmost respect. Yeah, yeah. I said it. Respect. You know, because you got to respect their game. They pimping the hell out you, and you don't even know it. You see what I'm saying? You got to watch out, y'all. You got to watch out. You got to watch out. All right, y'all, it is 25 minutes after the hour, and I'm going to do what I do best right here on Lawless Radio, support these unsigned independent artists. And, yeah, we're going back to it. FL Jones, I choose you. Hold tight. It takes a minute for this jam to kick in, but when it does, hot damn, boy. This is a good damn track. Y'all hold tight. Be right back. Welcome back to Lawless Radio, home of the unsigned underground independent artist. This is Bucking Off a Buck. Let me give y'all right quick the three-digit Bucking Off quick pick, which is 323. The three-digit Bucking Off quick pick today is 323. Play it any way you want it. All right, y'all. I promised y'all that I would have something a good guest this weekend. Well, we have good guests every Thursday, but this brother here, he's doing positive things with positive people. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brother whose name goes by Osco Bolton. Excuse me, Osco Bolton. You there, brother?
Yes, sir, man. How you doing now?
Hey, man, I'm doing just fine, and I appreciate you giving us time today, man, to tell us all about what you're doing. You know, I read your bio. I like it. I like it a lot. You know, there's not too many positive things going on right now. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You see what I'm saying? I was just talking about the elephant in the room. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I would like you to give all my listeners here on Lawless Radio a telling of what you do. Come on, break. The floor is all yours.
Man, I appreciate that. First of all, man, I want to say I appreciate you, you know, y'all allowing me in the door, man. You know, that's an honor for me. Real talk, man. I've been really hearing about Lawless Radio, man. Y'all making it happen, doing some things, man. And for people like me that's new to the internet radio, I'm like, y'all didn't got my full undivided attention, man.
Hey, brother, that's how they trapped me too. You know, I was new to it too. I ain't been doing this for very long. You see what I'm saying? It may sound like it, but hey. No, I ain't been doing
that's
this for very long.
You sound like it, though, and that's what make it work, man. One of the things, man, I want people to understand is this, is, you know, like you said, my name is Osco Bolton, man, and I started a youth organization back in 1995 called the Posse, and the Posse stands for Peers Organized to Support Student Excellence. And when I first started, man, all I did was going to schools. I only wanted to work with the young brothers and sisters that was claiming gangs. You know, and the reason was because I knew that in that mentality there was some leadership, because you know you got people in some of these high schools. Hey, if they move left, the school move left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wanted that type of leadership. I wanted them brothers and sisters that moved the crowd. And I tell you what happened in '96. An honor roll student came to me and she checked me, man. She was in the 12th grade, straight A student. She's like, why are the programs for the bad students? I'm like, dang, I don't know. You know, I'm like, I'm
wow.
Puzzled. So she was like, I said, well, what's up? She's like, I want to join the Posse. Well, I let her join, and the teachers were mad. They were like, man, why is she in here with all these, you know, thugs? That's how they called them, and knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is she a leader, too? I said, she may not be a leader like these brothers and sisters, but is she a leader in academics? And so what she did, it made me start targeting all the leaders in the school, whether they was gang leaders, academic leaders, or even sports leadership, you know. So I started going after all that, and we put them together, and we train them, and that's where the Posse come in. It has two meanings to it. One, you know, back in the Wild Wild West, when the Cowboys robbed the bank, the sheriff had a posse, you know, for the case of any type of emergency. Well, you know, I tell the young people, I'm going into the schools and running up my own posse. What's the emergencies? Teenage pregnancy, dropout rate. Teenagers is filling up the prisons and the county jails and the juvenile detention centers.
Man, tell it.
Teenagers gunning each other down on the streets, you know, that type of stuff. So we got an emergency. And I asked them, how many of your friends have dropped out? How many of your homegirls have gotten abortions? How many of your homeboys been murdered and knocked off on the blocks? And they started raising their hands. I said, well, we need a posse of young people, no matter where you come from, that want to make a difference. And I put them on a mission.
Wow. That's awesome.
We're not playing with it, man. We got to be real about it, you know. And the one thing that we do, man, I try to train a lot of grown folks, and I say, listen, you cannot come in nobody's school and nobody's city and think that you're just going to give them a word and that's going to change their life. I said, you can't do it, man. Because if a brother think he a blood or crip, or he think he third street or whatever street he claiming, you can't teach him leadership and life skills. You know, you can't be a farmer and go onto the ground and just throw a seed out. You got to till the soil first. You got to move the weeds.
Exactly.
You know, you got to get them prepared to what you finna teach them. And so when I go into school, there's three phases. Phase one is breakdown. I got to make sure that your name, you calling yourself Big Joe or T-Loke and all that other stuff, and you T-Wan. I'm like, man, what's your real name? Well, you Tyrone Jones. Okay, bet. Tyrone mm-hmm. Jones is connected to a mama and daddy who's connected to a mama and daddy. So now I got you thinking about some other things. Let's find the real you. I don't want to know the character you made up because you're trying to survive. I want to know who the real you is. And we sometimes create these names, Scarface and, you know, Gotti. We give ourselves these names, these create a character, man. But who the real you, though?
Yeah.
You know, who the real you? And that's what we try to get them back to. So in phase one, we don't do number breakdown. I don't teach them anything. It's all breakdown. Even the military going to break you down when you join them.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Wow.
You're right.
Cool.
So, you know, then, you know, imagine if everybody, if you could join the Army, and then they said, come on in, you now a soldier, here go your gun. You ain't had no training. We ain't winning no war. People going to kick our butts, man. It's going to be just a bunch of wild stuff going on. So we take them through that process to break down. Then the next step is, once we break them down, once we till that soil and get it fertilized, now we can plant the seeds of leadership, life skills, social skills. You know, not just I don't just teach them how to communicate, but I teach them the timing on communication and why it's important to take your time and think about stuff. Man, we go deep. You know, we get deep on them, man, and that's what makes the posse what it is. Once you go through your training, now we make every member mentor an elementary student mandatory. I don't care if you I don't care if you running a gang, if you straight from the hood, if you're an honor roll student, wherever you from, if you join the posse, you're gonna have a little brother up in the elementary school that you're gonna work with.
Yeah.
And we take them all the way up to elementary school. They gotta work with second, third, fourth, and fifth graders. And I tell the little brothers, I say, okay, listen, man, if you go to that elementary school and I give you 50 boys, what you gonna tell them about life and your own experience, what you've been through? And they go in there and break them elementary students down, man, and it's hard. It's cold to watch, man. I've seen these brothers go to tears because a second grader asked one of my hardest students for his autograph. My dude broke down and started crying, man, because he had never in his life, you know, he had the police hated him. The neighbors hated him. His mama used to cuss him out. The teachers didn't like him. And here this second grader come and say, can I have your autograph? It broke him down, man. So, you know, we get them back to reality, man, and that's what we got to do for our young people. Number one, we got to let them know we love them. Number two, we got to let them know the value that they have in all of our communities, no matter what they – I don't care if they sag it. We got to show them love, you know. And that's how we got to be, man. So it's a nonstop movement that we got to have for these young folks, man. And I've been traveling the country. You probably name the city. I've been there from Atlanta, Marietta, Georgia, to Miami, Orlando. I've been to New York. You know, Spokane, Washington, Vancouver, Washington, Seattle, Washington. Shoot, I've been up to Watts. I done been everywhere. Yeah. Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, all that.
Omaha,
man.
Omaha. Come on.
Omaha.
You're
been up
doing
Omaha.
It. You doing it.
Hey, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? We've been all over the place. We don't play, man. We do not play. We gotta let all young people know. Because only when we're going to change the movement, we're going to have to teach them and reach them and teach them, man.
That's right.
And then
teach them how to teach. That's right.
You know,
give them
a mission, you know. I don't care if you get the coldest soldiers in the United States in the military and you send them somewhere without a mission. What happens to a bunch of men in the military and you send them to a country and then you don't give them a mission? Man, you come back in 20 years, what do you think going to happen? They didn't got married. They didn't have parties. You know what I'm saying? People didn't got pregnant because they didn't have no mission. But when you set them on a mission, I don't care how thick the mud is, how many bullets is flying, them boys going to get a life to complete that mission. And that's the same way with anybody. When young people got a mission, can't nobody get in their way and stop them. That's why these gangs go so hard, man.
Exactly.
Because these brothers got a mission. And you can't stop them. If you ain't on their level, you can't stop them. You know, you get a homegirl that's on the honor roll and she know where she want to go in life, I don't care what you put in her face. You ain't stopping her. She going to get that A.
So
the drive that we got to give them, man.
Yeah, and it's better, like you say, as best you start as young as you possibly can. Kids are sponges, and that's what people fail to realize. Children are sponges. They're going to soak up and absorb everything that's around them. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, and you know, like when I go on the websites, you know, and I see these little girls up here pole dancing and all that. They're sponges. They're absorbing what's around them. You know, I want to get my hat off to you, man, because you know what, you know, like you said, the little girl who came to you, so you're doing something for the good kids, but, you know, you're doing a lot for the bad kids, you're doing nothing for the good kids, and I want to take my hat off to you, you know, The only praise I got for being good was from my mother. You know what I'm saying? That was few and in between. You know, not saying she ain't want to, but by the fact that she was a working woman. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
It's nice that somebody else, you know, outside of school can acknowledge your accomplishments, and it helps you to go further. And like you say, be a leader. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It sounds like you got a good thing on your hands. It really does. Hey, look here, bro. I got to take a break. I got to play some music. But I'm going to come right back. I got a few more questions for you, man. And I hear something about you got some music going on. I want to hear about that. Be right back. Hey, y'all, this is my queen, Clarence Blakely. Hospital, all the doctors, phlebotomists, pharmacists, nurses, transporters, Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can to save your life. All right, y'all, I got on the line my brother who's doing positive things, and he's making positive people, too. Oscar Bolton. Real quick, brother, I read something about you got some music coming, or you working on some music. Tell my listeners about that.
Yeah, man, what I did was I got some of the young brothers and sisters together, man, and I asked them to produce a music CD. And, man, and they went hard. You know, we got the music, man, and what I did, we got with one of the producers here in Kansas City, G-Don, and asked him for some tracks, and he threw us a CD with about 20 songs on it, and we picked about 12, and we went to work, man. And I asked them to write the music as though I would have them on stage with about 500 fifth graders, and what would they tell about life. So the music they came up with, man, is powerful, but it's still got that hip-hop twist. You know, people think that we rapping about it's cool to go to school. Nah, man, we telling our story. And these little brothers, they story like it is. They just not cursing. And I'm telling you, it's some music that your grandma from 8 to 80 can enjoy. You know, and you're going to bob your head, man. You're going to feel it, man. Everybody I play this music for as I travel the country, they love it. I've been in Chicago, you know, everywhere, and they love it, man, when I'm playing it for them in the audience. So they produced this thing, man. It's called Message to the Youth. We have songs in there like Be the Man, and these dudes go hard. We got songs called Streetlights, and I made these brothers write. This is how hard it was. They didn't get to take the music home and write. They had to write in the studio. So we had time to think. I came up with all the topics and made them write to my topics.
Oh, wow.
So we challenged
them. Right there. On the fly. Yeah, I hear that.
Right at the studio, man. And, you know, they had to hurry up because we was paying for that studio. So they got a song called Streetlights, man. And the reason, the concept of Streetlights for me, and you maybe, you know how weird it was when we was younger, you had to be in for them streetlights come on.
Damn different.
You know, or you got in trouble. So I was like, how many young people losing their lives when them streetlights come on? You know, been running around in the middle of the night, hanging out in these streets, losing their life. And I don't just mean to the gravesite. I'm just talking about period, going to jail, getting caught with a gun, got some dope on you, going to jail now. You know, you sitting on house arrest because you was out in them streets. And my whole thing, streetlights, basically is the young brother, the chorus says, Grandma told me, go on, boy, live right, or you can get your days cut short under them streetlights. And the dudes, they just start rapping and telling their story, man. We got songs called Never Give Up. We got songs called Tell Me What to Do. Young brother, 16 years old. The theme is Tell Me What to Do. And he's talking really to the grown folks, but he letting young people know, look, I've been out in these streets, and I don't know, I'm getting caught up. Tell me what to do. And it's deep, man. And everybody listens. They like, wow, it's powerful music, man. Powerful. We performed in front of 800 people. And all, like I said, from 8 to 80, they in line talking about can they get a copy of it. So,
oh, brother, you know what? I hate to beg. I really hate to beg. But if you would be so kind as to go to lawlessradio.com, please follow the instructions. You don't have to give us all the music. Just give us one or two of them. You know what I'm saying? We would love to put that out there, man. You know, it's funny. My son had a project at school, and it was sing your favorite song. You know what I'm saying? So he goes to school, and he's singing Hall & Oates Maneater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Okay, because, see, that's the music that I listen to. I can't listen to this. Okay, I'm 40 years old, my man. I can't listen to this.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. I got four kids, man. I can't be listening to that, man. You see what I'm saying? So I'm feeling you where you're coming from with that. So like I said, I don't want to beg, brother, but you got to. Just bless us with at least one or two of them, man. We would really, really, really love to get you out there. Hey, man, look here. I'm running short on time. I got 5 minutes left. Right quick, can you at least tell us what you got up and coming? Where you gonna be at up and you know? You say you travel. Any cities that you're gonna be around up? You know, the up and coming cities you're going to.
Right now, I'm between the end of June and July, I'm heading to Atlanta, and I'm going to Houston, and I'll be in Miami. Those are my spots. I'm actually I'm doing a major event in Kansas City, man. I'm bringing Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Mickey Bay Jr. to Kansas City for a big event at Arrowhead Stadium where the Kansas City Chiefs play the games at our Arrowhead Stadium. So he's coming in August 22nd and August 23rd, man. So, you know, if anybody out there, they want to come on down and enjoy what we finna do. It's called Healthy and Drug-Free Living. I'm going to tell you something. Mayweather Sr., he cold. This dude is the real deal, man.
I done caught him a time or two. Hey, listen.
Oh, yeah?
Real quick. I caught him on Showtime a time or two, man. He was, I can't remember who he was training. But he was training somebody that was fighting his son. And I was like, okay. It was kind of deep, but I caught where he was going with it. Real quick, any time you have, a venue or something like that, no matter where it is, if you could kindly go to my Facebook page, Bucking Off with Buck, as BUCKINW/BUCK. Go to my Facebook page, post it, man. Hey, I'm supporting you 100%, player, for real.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. And y'all can follow, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The New Posse, P-O-S-S-E, and you can go to posseyouth.org. You can go to posseyouth.org, and you can pre-order our music CD for only $6.99. Posseyouth.org.
Posseyouth.org.
And I'm going to send it to you, too, man.
Yes, please. Hey, one more time, real quick. I got a listener out there. She's one of your supporters. Mel Lawless, you out there, baby?
I'm here. What's going on?
Jesus, hey. Man, I saw some love. Hey. God, oh, my God, what he doing out there?
Oh, yeah, that's my babe. We grew up together. So we go back 20, 25 years, huh? Something like that. So, yeah, he's doing it big. And, he even helped my kids get through school. So,
look at that. A living testimony. Oh, my goodness.
Organization. And I'm behind them 100%, so everybody will see it all over my page, blast, and I'm a part of the movement also.
Oh, wow.
Hey, and let me say this last thing for the young brothers out there, man. I banged so hard. In 1991, I was charged with attempted murder on a police officer. I was faced – my out date was 2015. I've never did one day in the penitentiary. I've been shot 3 times. Man, I'm on a mission. I've lost 11-month-old nephew and my children's mother, my brother, and my sister all killed. I don't play with this. This is real life for me. It's real life.
This ain't no game, baby. Wow.
We love these young people, man. We're going to show them what's real.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
and it's lawless. It's lawless. We got this,
always.
Baby. We talk every night about this. We got it, and we gonna support each other. And I hope people that's listening will get on board and support us and help us get this done.
Hey, thank y'all for the invite, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all really know lawless in the house, man. I want to thank Country View Market, man. Y'all got to get a hold of Ron G, man, over at Country View, man, on 57th and Swore Parkway. This dude is grassroots. He supports everybody, man. He go hard, man. It's an OG. I got to give him his props.
All damn right. Well, look here, Oscar, when you submit the music, let me know, man. I'd love to have you back on. We can talk about, the lyrics and the rhythm and the rhyme. You hear what I'm saying?
Got you, man. You let me know, man.
Hey, anytime you get ready, my door is open, man, because we are here to support the unsigned, underground, independent artists right here on Lawless Radio. And, Osco, we thank you, brother. We thank you very much.
Right on.
That was hot. That was sweet. That was slick. I mean, you can't get no better than that, You're out here, you're trying to do big things with the young people because sometimes these grown folks, they just too damn grown. You hear what I'm saying? So you got to start young. You got to start fresh. So my hat's off to the brother. Y'all look out for the posse because the posse is moving. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for my time right here on Lawless Radio. It's been fun. It's been a blast. We will do it next week, same time, same channel. Y'all watch out for the big things coming on Lawless Radio. Lawless Radio has something for you each and every night of the week. On Tuesday night, there's Nicky Outlaw coming in at 8 p.m. On Wednesday nights, there's TL, Brick Grind, and Chairman coming in on 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then you have me bucking off with Buck on Thursdays, coming at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then there's the lovely Dr. Patrice, Dr. Lynn Bustle, or Dr. Passion, whatever you prefer, coming in with her midday release on Friday. And, oh, yeah, Lawless After Dark. All right, Monday night, 11 p.m., Tuesday night, 11 p.m., Wednesday night, 11 p.m., Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern time. Hey, y'all keep your eye on Lawless, because Lawless is moving. I'm out, y'all. Catch y'all next week.